This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to a regular Monday night at 9:15. We continue Masechta Yevamos, Daf Ayin Gimel. We're continuing now in the subject of Para Aduma, and then we will revert back to the RL. The Gemara darshins, V'hiza HaTahar Al HaTameh. The pure one will sprinkle on the impure one. Now, why does it have to say the Tahar? As opposed to what? A Tameh? What, you think a Tameh could be involved in the ashes of Para Aduma? The Torah calls the Para Aduma Chatas. Of course, only Tahirim could be involved in the Para Aduma. Why does it have to say Tahar? It must be, it's saying, someone who is Tahar for this Inyan, even if it's a very minor degree of Tahara, and they would not be considered Tahar, let's say, for Chuma. Tar meklau shuhu tameh. That means there's an element of tumah here. Limeid al tful yom. That implies someone who went to the mikvah and now is waiting for Harav Shemesh. He's waiting for the sun to set. Kosher bapara. He is kosher to sprinkle the ashes of the para duma. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, we were makvid dafka to use the tful yom. Dafka be metami someone, send him to the mikvah, and then have him sprinkle before Harav Shemesh. Okay, so now we move on to the subject of an RL. And the Gemara says, Boi mine me Rav Sheshes. They asked him, Rav Sheshes, RL mahu b'maser. Can an RL eat maser sheni? We know an RL can't eat Karban Pesach. We know an RL can't eat Truma. Can an RL eat maser sheni? Do we say, well, just like we learn out Pesach from Maaser Sheni regarding Aninos, that a Oinen cannot eat Maaser Sheni, so an Oinen can't eat Pesach, can't eat the Karban Pesach. So let's flip it back the other way. Yalef Nami Maaser Mi Pesach, Leinyan Arelos. Let's learn Maaser Sheni from Pesach regarding Arelos, that just like an RL can eat a Pesach, an RL can eat Maaser Sheni. The same way Pesach could learn out Aninos from Maaser Sheni, Maaser Sheni should learn out Arelos from Pesach. Oy Dilma, no! Dilma Chomer Mikali Yalef. Maybe we could learn out Pesach from Maaser Sheni because Pesach is more Chomer. So you could learn out the more strict from the more lenient. Kal Me Chomer, but the more lenient Maaser Sheni, not being able to be eaten by an RL, Me Chomer, to learn out from Pesach, Lo Yalef. You should not be able to learn out. So Tosfos says, what kind of question is this? Isn't it obvious? You can only learn out the chamor from the kal, not the kal from the chamor. What's the havam mean over here? So Tosfos says that it could be, we thought, we didn't learn out Pesach from Maaser through a kal v'chomer. We learned out Pesach from Maaser through a gzeirah shavah. And if it's a gzeirah shavah, we should be able to take it both ways. So, this was the shaila that they asked of Reb Sheshes. What is the halacha about an orel consuming maser sheni? Can an orel consume maser sheni? Do we say, well, he can consume the Pesach, so he shouldn't be able to consume maser sheni? Do we take it both ways? That is the million-dollar question. Says the Halakha Gemara, Amar Lahu, Reb Sheshes said to the Bnei Yeshuva, Tanisuha, we learned it in the Mishnah, in the beginning of Maseches Bikurim, it says, Hatruma, if one eats Truma, Vahabikurim, in the beginning of Masechta Bikurim, Parak Beis Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah lists the commonalities between Truma and Bikurim. Okay? Truma and Bikurim. Hachuma Bikurim, both of them, Chayav Maleh Misa. If they're eaten wrongfully, you're Chayav Misa. Meaning, a Tame that eats Truma, it says, Umeisu Baiki Chalulu, by Bikurim, is like Truma, we darshan, and Truma's Yodchas Bikurim, Rashi says. Vichoymesh, likewise, a zar that eats truma b'shoigeg, or a zar that eats bikurim b'shoigeg, you have to pay a choymesh. But maaser sheni, There's no din of zar sha'achal has to pay a chaymesh. The din of chaymesh is only if the owner wants to redeem it himself. Right? So again, the Gemara wants to know what's the halacha of Meiser Sheni being consumed by an Arel. And the Gemara says we're going to learn it in this Mishnah. Why? Chuma and Bikurma are equal. They're both Chayiv Misa. If you eat it Batuma, and you're Chayiv to pay a Choymesh if a Zar eats it. Vasurim Lazarim, they're both Asur to a Zar. And Vehe Nechse Kayin, they're the property of the Kayin. Which means a Kayin could marry a woman with Chuma, with Bikurim. He could buy Avadim and Karka with them. But Maisa Rashi says, Lo nitin ela la'achilash yevasicha. Maisa is given for Hana, but you can't marry a woman with it. This is going like Rav Meir, that Maisa Maman Gavoya. Okay. Furthermore, Va'oilim be'acharumeya. Truma is batal in 100. Bikurim is batal in 100. Mashen ke Maisa Sheni is like regular food is batal b'shishim. Uteinim ruchitas yadayim. You need to wash your hands before you eat truma or bikurim, even fruits. But meiser and chulin, you're not supposed to wash your hands. Veharev shemesh. And someone who's tamei cannot eat truma, cannot eat bikurim, but a tful yoim can eat maser sheni. Okay, so these are all the commonalities of truma and bikurim that don't exist by meiser. Frakti Gemara, v'im isa, and if an orel, if we do not learn out maser from Pesach, we don't learn out the kal from the chamor, and maser sheni cannot. An aro is allowed to eat maser sheni. V'im yisa, if you're going to say Rashi explains that the kal from the chum we don't learn that, and a aro could eat maser sheni. So then we should have said another commonality of truma and bikurim that's not by maser, that an aro cannot eat truma, an aro cannot eat bikurim, but an aro could eat maser. Must be an aro cannot eat maser. Right? V'im yisa, if you're not going to learn out Meiser from the Pesach, Nisni Arel Asarbahan, teach that a Arel cannot eat Truma, cannot eat Bikurim, Masha'in, Kimba Meiser. So it must be that Taka, an Arel, cannot eat Meiser. And we do learn out Meiser Sheni from Pesach. Says Gemara, no, really, I'll tell you, we don't learn out Kal from Chaymer. And it could have taught the commonality that Truma and Bikurim, an oral can eat, and Meiser an oral could eat. Why didn't it say it? Ton of a shire. It taught some commonalities, and it left out some. Now, we know there's a rule in ton of a shire that a Mishnah is not like a peddler, that it lists every single example. But the Mishnah would not leave out only one. Leaving out one means that that is not true. In other words, if the Mishnah listed all the possible examples but left out one, then we're entitled to say, oh, why did it leave out that one? Because that one is not a commonality. So whenever we apply the rule Tana B'Shayer, that the Tana taught some cases and left out others, we have to find a second item that it left out. We always look for Umay Shayer, the High Shayer. What else did it leave out that it left out that Truma and Bikurim and Oral cannot eat and my sir, an oral could eat. Says the Gemara, Shire, it left out something in the Seifa of this Mishnah, later on in the Mishnah. The Katani Seifa, and the Seifa in the next Mishnah in Bikurim, Bikurim Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, it talks about the commonalities of Meiser and Bikurim that don't exist by Truma. Tani Seifa, Yesh B'Meiser U'B'Bikurim, there is by Meiser and Bikurim, Masha'in came with Truma, as opposed to Truma. What is that? What is by Meiser and Bikurim, Masha'in came with Truma? Shaha Masar, Vaha Bikurim, Teunin, Havas, Makim. Meiser has to be brought to a certain spot. And it has to be brought to the to Yerushalayim. Bikurim has to be brought to the Mikdash. Truma doesn't have to be brought anywhere, just as we given to a Kohen. Ute'unim vidoy. Meiser and Bikurim, you have to confess that you gave Meiser Sheni, and you were Mekayim the Mitzvah Bikurim. You have to say, Biyarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. That's Meiser Sheni. Hine Hevesias Reishis is by Bikurim. V'Osr Lo'oinen, both Meiser is Osr to an Oinen, Bikurim is Osr to an Oinen, as opposed to Truma. But Reb Shimon Mata, Reb Shimon allows an Oinen to eat Bikurim. V'Chayovim B'Bior, you have to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Bior on Meiser Sheni and Bikurim. What does that mean? Bikurim Meiser Sheni, Rashi explains in year 3, if you didn't give your Meiser in year 1 and 2, you bring it on the third year to Yerushalayim, and you confess, Biarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis, otherwise you have to destroy it. And the same thing you have to do with Bikurim. But you don't have to do that with Meiser. Even though you're supposed to give the Meisers by year 3 and year 6, you don't have to confess on the Truma. V'chayavim b'biur, you have to destroy it if you didn't give it. And Reb Shimon poiter, Reb Shimon exempts Bikurim on biur. However, there's another commonality between Meiser and Bikurim that it did not say, namely, V'ilu osur levar mayhen betuma. Why didn't it say you're not allowed to burn Meiser? If Meiser became Tomei, you cannot burn it for your own benefit, to make a barbecue, to make a fire, to warm yourself. Bikurim also, if it became Tomei, you're not allowed to burn it for your own purposes. But Truma, that became Tomei, you're allowed to burn. Rashi says, this Tana that compares Bikurim and Meiser for everything, it could have taught, you're not allowed to burn it if Nidmu. And we don't say that Meiser was only nitain for achila, shtia, sicha, because that's true. Meiser was only given for physical benefit, but that's when it's tar. But when it's tamei, Rashi says it's not chazi la achila. You're allowed to burn it. In other words, excuse me. You would think you're allowed to burn it, meaning you would think that even though Meiser and Bikurim, which are given la'achila, but maybe you're allowed to get benefit by burning it when it becomes tameh. So we have a drasha, no, you cannot burn Maser Sheni and Bikurim that became tameh, but Truma that became tameh, you are permitted to burn. So that's another commonality in the Sefer between Meiser and Bikurim that the Tana didn't list. Aser levar mehem betuma, it didn't list. And furthermore, it's on a turnover, V'oichlon betumas atzman loike. The halacha is if somebody eats bikurim betuma, you get malchus. If somebody eats meiser betuma, you get malchus. That's talking about where the person is tahar and the bikurim or the meiser sheni is tahar, you get malchus. But by truma, only if you're tahar. Do you get malchus? But if the truma itself is tamei, we don't find in Isser Lav, only in Isser Aseh. So we see in the Seifa that it left out other commonalities, and therefore we could say in the Reisha, really I'll tell you that an Arel is allowed to eat Maiser Sheni, Masha'en Kein Truma and Bikurim. And why didn't it say that Truma and Bikurim have in common that you can't, an Arel can't eat it, Masha'en Kein Maiser Sheni? Ton of a shire. Mashengim Shumaloi Katani, Alma ton of a shire. So So we see from the Sefer that the Tana taught certain commonalities and left out others. Okay, everyone, that's all for tonight. This way, a short Amar gives you time for to catch up and review the Tishrei's worth of Yevamos. Okay, everyone, thanks for joining. If anybody... Okay, Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.